say, why would he say that to people? Right? I give you peace. Right? How are you feeling today? Is there anyone here today that needs peace from Jesus? I think, you know, one of the ways that I feel peace, and I'm just going by the Holy Spirit today, guys. I have some verses planned out, but I really just want to share together. And for us to consider these things in a very Holy Spirit driven kind of a way today, so that we just, you know, take a look at our lives and who we are and what we're going through in these times. When I think about peace, I think about prayer. How can I feel peace in my heart? I go on and I'm striving. I got so many things to take care of, so many people to see. I'm like you. I have a cell phone that really just takes up 95% of my time now. There's no peace in that. There's no peace in a cell phone. Right? And so when we look at Jesus, and it means that we lay aside things and we concentrate on him. Really fix our eyes upon Jesus, like the song said. You know? Because he is peace. He's the source of peace. He is peace. When I pray to him, then I will feel peace. Sometimes it's not the kind of thing where it's so easy, because I may have something in my heart that's not right. I may be feeling something upset with somebody. I may be feeling anger. You know, I may feel frustrated. Something is bothering me in some way, but I feel that Jesus is saying, I want you to feel peace. I don't want you to feel all those other things. So give me your life. Give me those things that are troubling you, that person you're angry with, the things that are upsetting you, a situation in life, a disappointment or something, where there's a struggle, and lay it down before me. So I think that peace really comes with our prayer life. So today, when we think about peace, let's pray to Jesus, pray to him and ask him for his peace. Okay. I think that's what I wanted to say about that one. Let's have another one. Can we have Yoa?
It says, Jesus gives us rest.
Jesus gives us rest. Amen. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What does that mean to you? Anybody? When he says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Any of the young people have any thought? When you get rest from Jesus? Yeah. Amen. Yeah, so if you have finals going on, that's not a very restful feeling, right? So what does it do when you have that kind of rest? What does it help you with? Yeah, amen. Yeah, so Sebastian was saying that if you have stress from finals and you're worried about how you're going to do, what's the outcome going to be, and those kind of things, God can help us. Jesus helps us to have that rest in our hearts so that we don't worry. That's kind of, I think, what he was trying to say. Yeah. Anybody else? When you have rest? Yes? Shut your mind off of the world. Mm-hmm. And be with the Lord and keep your focus on him. Yeah. Yeah. The words that he spoke, he said, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden. Just like the peace, you know, the peace that he promises, that peace I give to you. You who labor and are heavy laden. I think with COVID, there's a lot of laboring going on. We have people who are working in hospitals that are heavy laden. We have families who have family members who are sick and they're heavy laden, right? They're carrying this, you know, so there's, and then outside of that, we have, the whole situation of what's going to happen to me. You know, Raymond was saying that he was surprised when he went out today and he saw long lines of people getting tested. Not far from here. There's long lines of all these people that are standing there waiting to get tested on Christmas Day or Christmas Sunday, right? So we're in this kind of a world now that magnifies these kind of situations for us. But it's important for us when we come together and gather as the church of God to remember that we have that rest that is possible when we are with God, right? When we spend time with him, when we make an effort, it does take effort. You know, it's not easy to break away from cell phones, not easy to break away from calls or things that you're called to do in life. But God is calling us to do that. Come to me. Come to me, all you who are heavy laden and weary, and I will give you rest. So we have to come to him, right? It's also prayer. Prayer is very important there too. So these are the gifts that God gave to us. Peace and rest are two of them through Jesus Christ. Let's have another one. Okay, Daniel, I think you can come up. Big voice. Okay.
Jesus gives us living water.
Amen. Living water. There's a couple of scriptures that talk about the living water. You remember when Jesus was with the Samaritan woman at the well and she was lugging all this water back, you know, to her place. That's what people had to do in those days. And so when Jesus was saying, you know, I could give you water so you don't have to be thirsty anymore, she was thinking, oh man, that sounds good because I'm tired and I have to do all this work and I have to carry all this water back with me home all the time. Can you give me that living water? and actually he was talking about so much more, right? There's this in this verse in John 4, he says, the water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. So one of the aspects of this living water that Jesus gives to us is eternal life. And it's life, not just to get by day to day and to drink so that we can nourish our bodies and have enough, you know, hydration, but to give us life eternal. So these are really great lessons that Jesus gives to us at Christmas time this year to remind us that when we have him, we won't be thirsty for something more, where we'll be satisfied in our souls, right? But think about eternal life. That's one thing that I think is difficult sometimes for us to grasp, you know, completely. And there's a reason for that. because we live in a world that is finite, right? The idea of eternity is beyond us in some ways, right? Except when we know Jesus. I don't know of any other person or God that says, if you believe in me, you will have eternal life. And there's a reason for that. He's the only one that can give it to you. He is eternal. Right? And he gives us that. That's one of the gifts that we received from Jesus this year, is to know that when we die, we will live eternally with him. And it's glorious. It's a glorious life. He also, Jesus also spoke of the Holy Spirit, said in John 7, on the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink, for the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart. And when he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him. Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit, right? What does it mean to have the Spirit living in you? Somebody? The Holy Spirit, what does that do for us? What does it mean to us? The Spirit guides us. Helper? Become kind and gentle. Amen. Others? Transform? Anything else? Gives us the power to live the way Jesus wants us to? Yeah. So this is just like, you know, the beginning of the things that God is doing and he's willing to give to us through his son Jesus. So the Holy Spirit is part of that, that living water. Interesting, right? That you think of living water and then he says the Spirit, right? So there's wonderful, wonderful gifts from Jesus. Okay, let's have the last one is from Samuel.
Jesus gives us himself.
Amen. Jesus gives us himself. When Jesus met with the disciples and he told them that he was going to be leaving them and he wanted them to break bread and drink of the cup to remember him, he said, this is my body broken for you, right? This is my body. Another way of saying that is, this is my body. This bread represents my body given for you. Given for you. And so he gave himself completely to us, right? In that kind of a way. But when we consider those things, it's also just really amazing to remember that he came to this earth to give of himself, right, as a sacrifice for you and me, to give of himself in the way that he lived and showed people how to live, right? What does it mean to you that Jesus gave himself for you? Anybody? Ichan? Amen. She said, I'm loved. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So there's all these things that Jesus has done for us and that he gives to us. But I think that the last one that he gave of himself for us really incorporates all of these things, right? He gave himself as peace, right? To make peace for our lives, to reconcile us with God. This past week, out of the blue, I came across this song in a praise Bible. I was sharing this during the prayer letter. I came across this Bible was given to me by a couple of young people in another church I used to go to. And I take it out time to time, and all along the sides of the Bible are written in praise songs. And they're really cool because they have to do with the verses that are next to them. And this one was the reconciliation song. And when I started reading and listening to that song, I found it on YouTube, and there was a group of people that sang it. And when I was listening to these Christians sing the song about reconciliation, it was bringing in all of the things that are going on around us in the world. And this song was a long time ago. It was a very old praise song, but it was talking about loving one another regardless of race, regardless of a color, right? Regardless of anything, that we have a reconciliation, a love between us as human beings that God brings about through Jesus Christ. He gave himself so that we would be able to forgive one another. Right? If I would think of one thing that I'm most grateful for, it's that in my life, that I have a source of hope in Jesus because I oftentimes have a problem with someone that needs forgiveness in order for me to be able to be at peace and to have hope and to have love for the next day. And we're living in a world today where people are all running around us and they're going shopping and they're doing all these different things, but they're also carrying things inside them that need to be reconciled. You know? And when I heard that song this past week, I was thinking to myself, the Holy Spirit just gave me such a peace in my heart because I realized that there was a situation that was very disturbing and I didn't know what was going to happen. But when I heard that song, it didn't even talk about the thing I was going through and the people that were involved, but I felt that there was hope for the situation. And I felt the Holy Spirit in me bringing about a removal of the pain and the worry and all of the upset and the pain in my shoulders and my neck that was there from that. And it was relieved and healed by the Holy Spirit in this message of Jesus and his reconciliation. And I really think that what we ought to do is have a course in college and in high school and in elementary school and in kindergarten and every nursery school and all of these places teaching people about Jesus and his reconciliation power to make things right between people so that young people from the very young age are equipped with what they need in life. When we were singing the O Holy Night last week, we had a rehearsal and I was telling the choir members, maybe it's a good idea for us to do a little bit of neck rolling. Can you do that? Like, and do you feel any stiffness in your shoulders? You know, I mean, when I was standing there in front of them, I was trying to help the choir and I was having so much pain in my neck. I was so stressed and stiff and I was thinking, I'm trying to help them, you know, and I myself was so tight and I realized just how much I'm carrying around in my body of tension. You know what I'm saying? And we have that. How can you live like that? We're not meant to live that way, right? We're not meant to live with pain in our body like that, that is driving our hearts to a place where it's unpeaceful, forgetful of hope, not joyful, and certainly not loving. And so that's what I think, you know, I've been learning more and more as this season is going on, is to be aware of my body and how much it tells me about my focus in life and what I need to change. And this is nothing new. You know, there are people that teach you how to take care of your body and to stretch, and you can be, you know, more relaxed and things like that. But I'm talking about an inner spiritual strength that comes alone from Jesus. But we come to the scripture today, finally, and we're talking about Jesus coming into the world, and it talks about it in the scripture that we read today. And the last part is what I want to focus on for us as we consider these things. It's a very personal thing. And I actually read about this from someone else, and I thought it was important. I wanted to share it. When Jesus was born, he was born in a manger. And do you remember the reason why? Because there was no room in the inn. And so the message that comes through this, and I think it's also the Holy Spirit, is, do you have room in your heart for Jesus? Right? We have a Savior who was born in a manger, in a lowly manger, in a stall, in a place that was, it wasn't a hotel room. It wasn't an inn room available. And he was the Savior of the world. And he went into that place. And so the question is, do you have a room in your heart, in your inn, for the Lord Jesus today? Come to him, all you who are heavy laden, and he will give you rest. My peace I give to you. My peace I give to you. Are you thirsty and you can't quench your thirst? Come to me and I will give you living water. I'll give you my spirit. I'll take away the tension in your neck and replace it with a body that is ready to live and to enjoy life and to be at peace about things in life. And I'll bring out of you the things that you never knew were inside you, that are just wanting to come out and to be real. But you just have to come to me. You know? He gives us himself completely. Can you give yourself completely to him? And so let's reflect on that today, the rest of the day, and be thankful. Amen. That we have such a Savior, such a God that gives us these things and more. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you so much. You can never do anything that is beyond his love touching you and bringing you back into his loving arms. And there's no situation you're facing today in this world, and I don't care how many people are talking about the COVID situation and the depth of the seriousness of it. I know that, and I realize that, but I also know Jesus. And because I know him, then I have what it takes to live in this world and also to serve in this world, so that others will have the life that he's wanting to give. So we're thankful for the young people helping today. Let's give them a round of applause for their... And we're going to sing a responsive song that talks about this today, and we'll lift up our hearts to Jesus. If you feel God speaking to you and you want to pray, or if you want to have someone pray for you, you can come up front If you don't, you can sit where you are and you can raise your hand and we'll just pray for you. Whatever is going on in your life, don't leave here today with any anxiety in your heart that is unresolved. Give it to God and let the body of Christ surround you with his love and pray for you. Okay, let's sing the song. Stand together.